Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy. Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Today we have Jane Rodriguez with us. Jane is the CEO and founder of The Thriving CEO. She works as an online business manager, which she defines as someone who takes the nitty-gritty of your business like systems, tools, and processes and turns it into a solid foundation for you to grow and scale your business. I know there's so much more to that and I can't wait to hear. Welcome, Jane. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be here.
Oh, so glad. So for our listeners, could you please tell us a bit more about yourself and exactly what you do within your business?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Jane Rodriguez. I currently live in Orlando, Florida. There have been many things that I've done in my business, but what I've kind of settled on right now is being an online business manager. And I really love looking at the operations, the systems, the tools that people use to kind of make their businesses run efficiently and effectively. And like you said, turn that into a space for them to grow and start like a really solid business or grow their business to whatever level they want to get to. And I do that so that they don't necessarily have to worry about all of the nitty gritty administrative stuff. Like if that email got sent, if that person scheduled that call, to kind of take the overwhelm out of owning a business so that they can stay in their zone of genius and do the things that they need to do to succeed and grow their business.
I feel like I want to exhale when I hear that. Yes.
A lot of clients normally do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's so much more than just this administrative stuff. And I think that's part of it as a business owner. So often you do think of, okay, I have some things I can set, you know, give to a VA to do, but there's still all this other stuff that feels really heavy.
Yeah, definitely. So and it's fun because what feels heavy for other people feels so light to me. So yeah. I always say that you need to be like a specific type of person to do the work that I do because mm-hmm. other people might find it boring, honestly, but I find it so cool knowing how things operate, how to kind of connect systems to one another so mm-hmm. that you can save time, honestly, at the end of the day and making sure, I think as an entrepreneur, you get really scared of things slipping through the cracks. And having systems and tools and like standard operating procedures in place helps to make you feel a little bit more at ease in the work that you're doing.
Amen. Oh my gosh. So, well, could you please expand a little bit more on the fact that, yeah, it does take a certain type of person to do this work. So could you explain what type of person you are, what that is? Because I know that there's so much that feeds into that.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So I would say someone that is highly, highly organized. I am very particular about the way that I do things. I really love like the curation of things and making things look as like clean as possible. And someone that doesn't get bored, I would say, by like the emails, the responding, the making sure that invoices are sent, contracts are sent. And a lot of those things might seem daunting to some folks. So mm-hmm. having it be something that you enjoy doing is so important because a lot of your day is taken up by that. So if you're someone who more so likes to be in front of a client, creating a new workshop, a new course, a new group program, or whatever that looks like, it might be a little bit harder for you to also want to be doing the administrative side of your business. So for me, it's funny because I call myself a multi-passionate entrepreneur because I honestly do love to do it all. But knowing how something works from start to finish is really, really cool. And I don't know if you, did you ever see the show on Discovery Channel, like How It's Made?
Yes. Yes.
So that's kind of like how I think about it. Like I love seeing like how everything functions and needing to be someone that really like enjoys that is important for the work that I do.
Oh yeah. Could you share with us when you have clients come to you and you're explaining what you do, do you find there's any sort of false beliefs that they have around your services or what you provide or what it looks like? Anything?
What do you mean? Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Yeah. So if somebody comes to you and you find that they have an idea about either what it's going to look like or what to expect, something maybe that you're like, okay, this is consistent and I would like to really just sort of squash that.
I can't really think of anything. I feel like folks who normally come to me are the folks that are like, I double booked myself. I have like my inbox has thousands of unread emails on it. I'm just overwhelmed. And I've definitely had consultations with clients where I kind of break down a little bit what I do. I kind of like walk through my process of getting them like organized to set like a really solid foundation, the different types of systems that I build, stuff like that. And I've literally had people tell me like, Jane, I'm going to fall in love with you because you're just what I need. So I think I've been pretty grateful in the sense that I haven't necessarily had anyone to be like, oh, I need you to do X, Y, Z. And I'm just like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I would say actually the only thing like instance that I can think of are when people think of online business manager, they sometimes are under the impression that it is like the responsibility of the online business manager to like find clients for them and sort of do like outreach or marketing on their behalf. But it's more so like the management of the business in the sense of you get your clients, you focus on your marketing, you do what you need to do, and I will handle everything else, like the onboarding of your client, the offboarding, communications, all of those pieces. So I think that that might be the only like thing that might be a little bit off.
Yeah. Oh no, that makes complete sense. It's so funny. Of course, this, I would think of anybody saying, can I just hand over you gathering all my clients or getting?
Yeah. I'm like, I love that for you, but no.
I love that for you. It's so funny. So I want to get into your background. What led you to where you're at? Because we've talked about it already. And I just sort of sat here just taking it all in because I could see this path and how everything you collected around your journey led you to where you are. So basically, can you tell me what you told me earlier?
For sure. Yeah. And I think what I can add in too is that as I was growing up and when I was younger, I have never, ever been someone that's like, I know exactly what I want to be when I grow up. So I think because of that, it's taken me on a bunch of adventures, which has been interesting. So what I was like mentioning earlier is that, so I got a master's in higher education and it was mainly because I loved college. I loved being in college. I loved how much I grew as an individual when I was in college. And I was like, I want to do this. I want to work with students and have them and create the same experiences for them. But what's really unfortunate about higher education is that they don't really pay well for folks. Like you're required to have a master's degree and you have like starting roles at like $40,000 a year, which is just not like a living wage.
I almost snorted my drink out when you said that because I was making that as an employee in my 20s, like a long time ago. I would say how long ago, but
it's very, very unfortunate, especially because the job requirements extend beyond a 9-to-5. Like you're normally working weekends, evenings for events and stuff like that. And I think that they really take advantage of how much people like care about students and their development. And they're like, you wouldn't mind giving up your weekends for your students and those kinds of conversations. And so when I was in higher ed, I was like, I need to find something else to do. I hate using the word, but it's like side hustle to kind of like make ends meet. And from there, I sort of became a life coach because one thing that I really, really love are the dimensions of wellness and like talking about every single element of your life and like the holistic wellness, like not just your mental and physical health, but your financial, your social, your environmental health, all of those pieces. So I became a life coach. I really loved it, but it was emotionally draining. And it became sort of daunting to have to like mentally prepare myself for these conversations with folks because they were kind of treating it as like therapy sessions. So it's very like similar, but it was just so draining. And I decided that it was something that was just not working for me. So I decided to pivot. I became like a social media manager, and something that I really, really love to do is like the creativity of branding graphics or creating brands and having like consistent, like branding across like social medias or PowerPoints or workbooks, websites, all of those pieces. But then I realized that I hated social media management. So much harder than I think people give it credit for. Like there's so much thought and strategy that needs to go into it. And it's definitely not easy at all. And I didn't love it enough to continue doing it. And at that time I was working with a client and they were like, oh, I need like to do a couple of administrative things. And then I was like, oh, I can do that for you. Yeah, why not? And I became a virtual assistant. And I really, really loved the work that I was doing with virtual assistant. And it kind of transformed into what I'm doing today as an online business manager. And I kind of like promoted myself, if you will, because the way that I see it, like virtual assistants are there to help you do tasks, very like task oriented or specific, and you very much need to delegate things to them, and they'll do what you need them to do, but they won't really go beyond that. Right. And an online business manager kind of takes it a second level where they're like, okay, you need to schedule out social media posts, let's create a standard operating procedure on how you're going to do that, or how you're going to create captions, or how a graphic, and like creating those processes for everything that happens in a business, and then creating systems to store those processes or tools that are going to help you, and looking at everything from like a really up level view. And it's kind of what I do now, and I love it. And I love being able to see everything and figure out how to make things better and how things work and all of those pieces. And now it's just kind of continuing to grow that and figuring out who else I can work with to do those things.
Right. Oh, what I loved about your story when you first told me was being able to see how this all connects.
Yeah.
Do you dive into that a little bit more as far as what that was like being able to, you know, recognizing I don't want to do this, what that felt like, and then choosing something different and the challenges that come with that, but then the rewards that come with it too. Yeah,
definitely. And for me, I've always been someone that very much honored their energy. And it was like the decision that I made when I left my 9-to-5 and became a full-time entrepreneur is I've always been really honest with myself with what's not working. And it's one of the reasons why I love entrepreneurship so much is that it allows me that freedom and that flexibility to pivot when I realize that things are not working for me. And as someone who is multi-passionate too, I've gotten to this point where I'm kind of like a jack of all trades sort of thing. And it's because I'm honoring my energy. So with being a life coach, I was like, this is great. And I love the work that I'm doing here, but I also don't want to feel emotionally exhausted at the end of every night. What else can I do? Mm-hmm. What else do I have as a strength that I can like work with? And that's kind of where like the social media part came in. But then I was like, oh, like I love the creativity side of the social media, but I don't like the strategy of the like, let's get you to 10,000 followers. That's just does not spark joy, if you will. Yes. And then as like a virtual assistant, I loved doing that. But I was like, I want to take this one step further. And it's interesting that you say the word feel, because every time I've come to these like different like obstacles where I've kind of needed to pivot into something new, I've always felt it very strongly in my body. And I always feel it in my body when something's not right and when I need when it's time to like change something new. And it's been great because if I would have kept as a life coach, when I knew it wasn't working for me, I probably wouldn't be where I am right now. And I wouldn't have discovered all of these new things that I love to do and all of these skills and people that I've learned throughout that process. So it's so, so important for me to honor my energy. And the moment I stop doing that, that's when I know that something is wrong. Because it's very important for me to wake up every morning and feel fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And I don't like force myself to do things just because of like the money that it's going to bring me, you know?
Yeah. I want to lean into that a lot because there's so much that's beautiful within that ability to feel into your body. Cause I think so often we disconnect as entrepreneurs from our bodies because we are in such a state of up and down, up and down, up and down, which can be a lot.
Yeah.
And so you have to have the ability to manage that. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, I think to be able to recognize it and not ignore it and then to trust it. Mm-hmm. So what I'm getting at is it feels like there's advice that we get as entrepreneurs is here's your formula. You do A plus B and then it equals C. And so many people are experiencing that my A plus B equals X, Y, Z, and it's not working. Mm-hmm. And they're getting the signals from their body, but they're like, oh, but I have this trusted formula. So for you, what made you lean into going, no, I am going to trust my body and what's happening rather than this formula. And I'm going to create my own.
For sure. And I think that that is exactly why I am so grateful for how my path has kind of worked out. Cause I feel like if it was backwards, if I started off as an online business manager and I ended up as a life coach, it would have been very, very different because when I was starting my business and I was doing all of that holistic work, that came with a lot of internal and mindset work that I think continued to grow and foster. And there were kind of like lessons in there that I taught myself. And as I was kind of like pivoting and then changing it up every once in a while to find something that worked for me, every single time I pivoted, I was bringing experiences and skills from the thing that I did before. So as a life coach, I spent a lot of time learning about myself and learning about like how to love myself and doing like that personal development work. And I've read so many books, every book that you can imagine. Yeah. I read, and I think that that in itself, and I never even thought about that. So like, thank you for bringing that up, but that really set that foundation for me to always honor, like feeling into what feels right. And I wonder how it would have been if I would have started as a virtual assistant and then been a life coach and then done whatever else I wanted to do. And I think it would have been very, very different if I didn't take that time to do that internal work to start off. And I hear all the time with entrepreneurship is that work is so important to believe in yourself and to having the confidence because entrepreneurship is not easy at all. And a big part of it is being like, I don't really know how to do this, but I'm gonna do it anyway because I trust myself and I believe in myself. And I had a really beautiful relationship with myself to start off doing the work that I was doing.
Well, yeah, because if you, as an entrepreneur, we are our greatest asset. Mm-hmm. So if we're not listening to the basics of ourselves, how are we going to be able to show up and serve anybody else?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for saying all that because you're doing the good work. that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so where do you imagine yourself going? I know you've gone so many different places, but this feels good right now.
Yeah.
What do you see happening for you as you move forward?
Yeah, I will say that is definitely where, like what I'm questioning right now and what I'm trying to build out. Because I love the work that I'm doing, but I feel like, and this might be with like the work that I do specifically as an online business manager, but you kind of hit like the ceiling and this cap of what your capacity is and what like the financial compensation that your capacity allows. Yeah. So I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, what does my business look 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now? Cause I've been very honest with myself in that, like, I am not someone who can do a 9-to-5. It does not like feel good to who I am as a person and like the life that I've been able to create and the time freedom that I have because of being in entrepreneurship. I love it too much and it feels too right to ever go back to a 9-to-5. Yeah. So that is actually like what I've been kind of questioning these last couple of months is like, where do I go from here? Like, what does the next step in my business look like? And I've played around with a couple of things. I've kind of transitioned into, instead of like having OBM retainer clients, I more so do like setups with folks. And then I like to think about it as like a teaching them to fish ideology, where I like teach them how to do these systems of tools, and then they go off and grow their business and do their thing. I've also done a lot of work of teaching people how to be VAs and OBMs, that I would love to like explore that avenue more. And I think as my business continues to grow, I would love to create some sort of like agency model where people come to me, they want to learn how to be a VA and an OBM. And then on this side, I have folks who need VAs and OBMs, and I can kind of connect the two and be there to like offer training and support or answer questions and kind of let that be what grows and what becomes my legacy. Because my ultimate dream goal, and I'm sure everyone feels the same way, is like 100% passive income life.
Right, yes.
Like I want to be like sitting in an all-inclusive resort in Mexico while people are working for me. And that's like the ultimate dream. And I always think about those things too, is like, what does that look like as a woman who wants to have a family one day? And what does maternity leave look like as an entrepreneur who's responsible for getting money in every month and all those things? So I think getting my business to that point, to that next level where I don't necessarily need to be doing work to be getting paid is ultimate dream goal.
I can see it as you say it. I love it. Well, I want to make sure that anybody who's listening can find you, because your services, there's so many of us that as we hear it, like I said earlier, we're like, oh my God, you do the other things too, not just the like basic admin. Where can people find you?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say social media wise, I'm most active on Instagram. You can find me at thethrivingceo.co, or you can always go to my website too, which is www.thethrivingceo.com.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Well, this has been such a good time talking to you. Thank you so much for your time and your attention and all that you shared.
Yeah, of course. It's always so much fun being able to share my story and hopefully inspire someone somewhere. So definitely is an honor for you to invite me to be on here today.
Oh, happy you came. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.